Welcome to another edition of BizBuzz on News Now Warsaw. In partnership with the Kosciuszko Chamber of Commerce, here's today's BizBuzz.
Hi, this is Scott Wiley with Kosciuszko Chamber of Commerce with this episode of BizBuzz. Today I'm with new chamber members, Greenworks Lawn Solution. Welcome, guys.
Hi there.
Yeah, if you could, please introduce yourself and tell us what you guys do at Greenworks.
Yeah, I am Steven. I'm the co-owner of Greenworks Lawn Solutions, and we are a local lawn fertilizing and pest control company.
Mm-hmm. Hi, I'm Alex, and I also am co-owner of Greenworks Lawn Solutions, and we mainly focus on lawn specialties like lawn fertilizing, pest control, and aeration, overseeding, and services like that.
That's great. So for people hearing about Greenworks Lawn Solutions for the first time, like, who are you guys?
I would say we're local, and we're specialty guys because we use different products and services, and we focus on lawn health versus, you know, 7, 8, 10 applications and bombarding people with, you know, services that they don't need. We try to hone in specifically on the customer's accounts and make sure they're getting the best bang for their buck when it comes to their lawn. And I think that's kind of what separates us from the crowd a little bit. And, you know, trying to focus on health versus pushing growth or pushing services. So,
right. Yeah. Right. So be honest, guys. Now, what's the worst lawn program worst lawn problem that homeowners call you about?
The typical phone call for a new customer would be that they have a lot of broadleaf weeds in their yard or that they have areas that aren't growing in. Sometimes that has a lot to do with soil health and issues like that. The broadleaf we can typically get out within the first application, and then we typically would do an aeration overseed to make that lawn fuller and thicker. Sometimes you get into more detailed issues like some fungus to where it won't let the grass seed grow, some issues like that. So we typically get a phone call, we go out and meet with the customer, we diagnose the problem, and we get the solution right away.
Wow, that's fantastic. So I guess what's the difference between a lawn that just survives, maybe like mine, and one that actually looks great?
I mean, you can definitely let them go and kind of be natural. Obviously, we like areas like that for bees and other insects to kind of flourish. But then when it's the lawn where we want to play baseball or we want to just, you know, be particular about and, you know, make it look nice as, you know, kind of part of your landscape, that's when the fertility comes in and the seed work and aerations and those type of things. So you can have the one, and if you don't care, it's fine. But once you start getting particular and you're seeing weeds and you're seeing a discoloration and that, that's when you call us and we can get you set up on a program to get you looking better. And we have different levels. We have weed management all the way up to advanced. So we can do just general stuff or we can really make it look like the, you know, the lawns when you drive by and you say, I want my lawn to look like that.
Right.
You know, there's a good chance that that's us. So we can kind of fit the need when it comes to budget or whatever else the customer wants out of the situation. So
sure. Well, there's so many people out there that are still taking care of their own lawns and they, you know, they go to Walmart and they buy a bag of fertilizer and then they over-fertilize or they don't do it right. So what's one lawn mistake that almost everyone makes?
I would say the most common lawn mistake that people make is they don't apply enough nitrogen on their lawn when they are trying to do it themselves. And then also, aside from the actual fertilizer programs, I see commonly people mowing their lawns too short. To where you're not actually seeing that plant and letting it thrive and grow the way that it's supposed to.
Okay.
Yeah. Sorry, I wanted to add to that. Great point, because mowing and overwatering, those are two huge ones for us. People overwater.
Okay.
That will cause a lot of issues as well. But mowing, especially the turf grass that we have, is supposed to be between 3 and 3.5 inches. Mm-hmm. And people think it's setting 3 or they're not sure where that mark is. That plant wants to behave or not behave necessarily, but that's where it's going to thrive, is at that 3.5 inch mark.
Okay. Good to know. Mm-hmm. So you guys not only deal with lawns, but you deal with pests also. So what's the, I'm just curious, what's the craziest pet problem you've ever seen?
We've gotten to some nasty mosquitoes. I know, you know, and we're really pushing that service this year because it's been unusually wet. And even with as cool as it's been, it's, we're getting a lot of them. So, We don't like to do anything interior-wise, but we do, you know, put a base of protection around the outside of the house or landscaping, woods lines, and those type of things. But fortunately, we haven't got into too many nesting issues or anything. I think the funniest one was we got a call for frog control. Like, yeah, weirdest thing. Right. And it was a good customer, you know, really a guy that we really liked. But he's like, can you do anything about these? And I'm just like, I don't think so. But yeah, that's the only funny one that I have.
Well, you could have a good barbecue. Frog legs are good. Yes. So speaking of pests, are grubs really as destructive as people say they are?
Absolutely. Grubs can destroy a lawn within weeks. It's very common for us to have a new customer that comes in about August timeframe, and they're like, hey, my lawn is really brown, and they think it's because of a rain shortage or, a drought. But we go and check out the lawn, we diagnose the lawn, and you come to find out it has grubs in it, and the grubs ate all the roots of the grass. And commonly, we end up having to reseed the whole entire lawn and do a grub preventative application as well during that time to kill off the existing grubs.
Yeah. And a lot of people, you know, I say that our average lawn, the grub prevention annually is about $85. And those in that same repair to repair the grub damage, if they were to get, breakthrough or something, you're probably talking around $600.
Oh, my.
So just to be protected during that time frame, a lot of people say, I don't want to spend that little extra, when really that's one that we're kind of like, again, back to that, we don't want to upsell people, but that's a forewarning. Like, those things can come out of nowhere and can damage your lawn pretty quickly. So it's good to be on a prevention.
Sure. The old saying, an ounce of prevention is worth a pound of cure. That fits with that for sure. So what's one service that homeowners skip that they absolutely shouldn't?
I would say grub preventative. For sure, grub preventative. It's just kind of like paying for insurance. You don't use it until you need it.
Yeah. And core aeration. And Alex does most of our aeration and overseeding in the fall time. And that's just a service that opens your lawn up so we can breathe and take oxygen and water and nutrition in. Alleviates compaction, and a lot of people, I did that last year. We aerate ours 2 to 3 times a year. You know, we obviously have access to the equipment, but it's a totally underrated service. And pair that with an overseeding, you can change your lawn night and day difference from the fall to the next spring. Mm-hmm. So,
and mechanical dethatch as well. During the August heat, especially on non-irrigated lawns, you get that thick, nasty thatch in your lawn. We come through with a thatch rake, with a mower, we suck up all the dead thatch, and you can rejuvenate your yard within a couple weeks.
Wow, great. Now, if people did just one thing this year for their lawn, what should it be?
I say get on a program. This year, it's been really rainy, so a lot of lawns that are not treated still look pretty good because you get nitrogen from, thunderstorms, let's say, and the natural rainfall really makes things grow. But once we start getting into the summer, you're going to see discoloration and, the weeds are still going to be there. Mm-hmm. Thankfully, we've had a couple cool days that kind of hindered the growth there. But, just being on a program and a lot of people, I think there's the industry, some of the guys, every customer that we talk to that comes from another like big competitor, they get bombarded with marketing. Mm-hmm. So I think they just get burnout on seeing all of us. and all the time, it's just letter after letter. And that's something we don't want that to happen to us. We don't want to deal with that pressure, and we're not going to pass it on.
Sure.
So I think there's a lot of misconceptions, and people just called in and had a conversation with us. Maybe they can understand that there is a company that actually cares about them and their lawn versus just trying to grab the next dollar, next customer in the door. So,
well, that's good.
Yeah.
And you're locally owned.
We're local guys too. So we were born and raised in the Pearson area, and we've been a part of the community our entire lives. So
that means a lot.
Mm-hmm.
So is this your busiest season then right now, or?
For sure. Yeah. April and May, and then August, September, October. So we have kind of two growing seasons, and those would be when the majority of the services are taking place. And I would say April overall, because of the phone calls, we get a lot of new customers, wanting services. So, not only do we have 20, 30, 40 phone calls some days, but we're also trying to get, production done in the field as owner operator. So, but it's nice because this, we do have a tech in the field with us now, so we've been able to take our time and have conversations with our current customers, which is very nice. And you know, we're not in a rush to get to the next one, so it's been a pretty good spring for us.
Mm-hmm. Okay, now don't take offense to this, but what separates Greenworks from just the guy with the spreader and a pickup truck?
Absolutely. So, I mean, most of you guys out there aren't looking lawn to lawn for a color this time of year. You know, usually you guys are driving around, you know, going place to place, but we are not lacking in color right now versus some of our competitors are falling off right now in color. Our color is consistent all year long because of the products that we use. Mm-hmm. So we never have complaints about color and stuff like that. And we also, what separates us is we are locally owned, locally operated, and we have relationships with every single one of our customers. We know them by name. They know us by name. When they need help or have an issue, they call us and we are there immediately.
Yeah. Yeah. That's super convenient. With, you know, there's certain customers that maybe relate with me better, or he just happens to pull the invoices or services on certain customers. So they have direct contact with him or myself, email, text, Facebook. I mean, we communicate with people so many different ways. And you know, we hold ourselves accountable and making sure we get back to people, even in the busy season. Sure. 24 hours is max. It's usually, that day or the next morning, try to get back to people. And, you know, in order for us to grow, most of it's by word of mouth. And if we're not, you know, you can see a lawn right next to another lawn and see the difference, whether it's color or weed management or just vigor in general. Mm-hmm. And that's where you're going to separate us from the other guys, because we want to grow and grab the neighbor, and they may be using whatever the cheapest product was that spring. Sure. So we're consistent, same processes, same things year to year.
Mm-hmm. Great. Speaking of year to year, I'm just curious. Today, this world of AI and technology, things are constantly changing. Has that affected like you guys in your business at all?
Yeah, a little bit. So we have a customer access website. That's how our customers view their invoices. We do text message receipts. There's no more paper invoices flying off the doors.
Oh, nice.
So you can access that 24/7. You can add services. You can take away services. And you can, you know, communicate directly through that to us. So that's pretty convenient. And because there was, you know, before there was a lot of phone calls like, hey, I didn't get my invoice, or, you know, it blew off the door, you know, something happened to it, and it's nice that they can have access to that, you know, through their phone.
Mm-hmm. Now, I know that you can go through any like subdivision or just driving around, you see some people that have a kind of a horrible yard and you have people look like a golf course. So, So do you have customers that are really, really particular about their lawn?
Absolutely. Yes, we do. And for those customers, we often suggest the Next Level Fertility Program, which is the root growth stimulator, the liquid aeration, and the liquid dethatch. It helps build micronutrients in the soil, and it really makes that grass just thrive, just deep, deep green. And then also on top of that, as we spoke about before, the aeration overseed, it's always bringing new seed into that lawn, which is always going to be your top colors, color grass. And then mechanical dethatch as well lets that yard breathe as well.
Mm-hmm. This sounds awesome. So how can people get a hold of you? Where can they see? Do you have a website or a Facebook site that people can see pictures?
We're on Facebook. We post on there quite a bit. I would say we're on Google. We have quite a few. You just obviously Google Greenworks Lawn Solutions. We should pull up in the top there, or greenworks.solutions is our website. We have online quoting. We have online bill pay. You can see what services we offer, the programs. We post a ton of pictures from around the community. We have a lot of lake properties. So Winona, Chapman Lake, we have a lot of people, Tippy, Wallasee, and we're, you know, all the housing additions in Warsaw, and we're in Columbia City even. We have quite a few. So, you know, we've been around. We were trying to hide for a couple of years because we were getting too many phone calls. But now we want them.
That's a good problem.
Now we want them. So, but yeah, that would be the best way. Call in, whatever's most convenient. So.
Well, Stephen, Alex, thanks for joining us today, and thank you for Kensington Media for airing this episode of Biz Buzz. Thank you, guys,
thank you.
And have a great spring.
You have been listening to today's edition of BizBuzz in partnership with the Kosciuszko Chamber of Commerce. And be sure to join us next time for another edition of BizBuzz with News Now Warsaw.